The next patient is Juan Serrano. The last name is Serrano, first name Juan. This is a clinical case of a 52-year-old Hispanic male that is following in the practice because of a history of arterial hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Period. I had lost the follow-up, and at the present time, we reevaluated Mr. Serrano. He has a BUN of 14, a creatinine of 0.89, an estimated eGFR that is 103 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have a significant proteinuria. This time is 380 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In 2021 was 0.47. Period. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. Arterial hypertension has to be treated, and this could be one of the reasons for this patient to have an increase in the protein excretion. To the physical examination, the patient has accentuation of the second sound, and he has a murmur that we know that is a mitral regurgitation. The patient has to be treated for the blood pressure of 130 over 85. We're going to start lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 5/12.5, one tablet every day. Following number, hyperlipidemia, the cholesterol is ...243 milligrams, HDL 33, LDL 176. The patient is not taking the Lipitor, and we are going to start him on 20 milligrams every day. Following number mitral regurgitation, that is followed by Dr. Parnas. I understand there is a stress test that was positive. The patient is waiting for the approval of the insurance for the cardiac catheterization. Period. Following number, the patient has a history that is remote of nephrolithiasis. It has not been active. And following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy that is under control at the present time. Reevaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested reviewing the lab and reviewing the chart 20 minutes. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.